Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu. I'm currently running a series called Success Is. I hope that you've been listening to every single day of it and it's been impacting your life. I would also love to get some feedback, so please feel free to follow me at adora.lumina on Instagram and drop me a comment. I would love to see how this is actually transforming your life. All right, so today is day 10 and I'm going to be talking about learning new skills. No matter what it is that you want to do in this life, you're going to need certain skills to bring them to life. Okay, so whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a creator, a thought leader, if you're lucky, you will have the resources to hire people to help you do certain things. But if you don't have the resources, you're likely to feel stuck and frustrated. So for instance, you need a website and you can't afford a developer. You need to film a YouTube video, but you can't afford a videographer. Okay, you want to produce music, you can't go into the studio because you can't afford it. Basically, you're stuck until you find money to be able to pay these people to work for you. Now, on the flip side, you have the capacity to learn a new skill. I often say that I personally do not think that creatives can hold me hostage. And the reason I say this is because I may not be able to get things done on the level that an expert might do it, but I can get it done. I know the basics of getting it done. So I can start with what it is that I have. I can go online and learn the rest of it. Either way, it will get done if it is a priority to me. So over the years, over the past 5 years, I've built, I would say, at least 15 websites for myself and for other people. Now, prior to building my first website, I had zero experience in web development, right? Zero experience. And I think that being able to do that over time has made it easier for me to work with web developers now. So when I have somebody who's working on a project for me, because I have experience working on web, it's easier for me to navigate the communication between myself and a web developer, right? People see my social media graphics and they assume that I have someone who creates for me, but not at all, right? I design myself and I've just had to learn how to design. The more that I do it, the better I get. Sometimes I look at the designs I did in the past and I cringe, you know? So it's that continuous, you know, effort, right? Over time that helps you become even better. I mean, occasionally I would outsource a flyer design to someone else because I don't have time, but at least I know I can do it. I think it's important for you to pick up new skills. Don't get stuck in thinking, oh, I'm not a creative person. Oh, I could never learn how to edit a video. Oh, the technology looks too hard. When I look at the screen, it just looks complex. Dedicate 30 minutes at least every single day to learning that skill that you need. Read material on it. Watch videos. Practice, practice, practice. If you don't want to deal with too much trial and error, then pay for a course that teaches that particular thing you're trying to learn in detail. Don't do the, you know, plug and play. I'll just start something small. I'll take one tiny course and that's it. Like, go deep dive into learning that particular skill you want to learn. Whatever the case is, just learn. And when you learn, the key is to apply. Because the more that you apply, the better you actually become. And then you can transfer those skills to members of your team, even as you grow. So I'm going to ask you now, okay, what new skill are you going to learn this year? What new skill are you going to learn this year? I want you to start that process now. All right, I love you and I will catch you on the next episode.